Okay, Shalom Uvracha, Rabbi Yisai. We're up to Siman Yud Aleph. We're in the middle of Seif Vov, and we're up to Seif Kotan Lamed in the Mishnah Brura. So let's just start the Shulchan Aruch again from Seif Vov. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Im asom mitzemer gozel, if you stole wool and you made your tzitzis, psulim, that's possible, dech siva osu lehem, Mishalohem, that it says, and you should make for them, Mishalohem, it has to be that it belongs to them. So if you take this wool and you make it out of that, then it's possible. Hagor, v'davka shegozal hachutin. So the Ramah says, well, actually, it's only going to be a problem if you stole the actual strings. Avlim gozal tzemer v'ason chutin kesherim. If, however, says the Ramah, you stole the wool, and then you did what's called the shinoi ma'aseh, and it's not just the shinoi ma'aseh, but actually, if you steal tzemer and you make it into chutin, so then it's actually it says the Mishnah Brura in Lamed, it's kesherim. This is going to be fine if you stole the wool and you actually spun it into thread. Why is it fine? It says the Mishnah Brura, Seif Kotan Lamed Kesherim. Hataz Mavoya, he explains. The Ayraham Ohechi, the Havayush Gam Kain, the Konya Beyeosh Vashinai Hashem. That one of the ways, if I steal something, Chas V'Sholem, that belongs to somebody else, at what point does it actually belong to the Ganaf? So if there's Yush, that the original owner despairs of ever getting it back. And as well as that, there's either a Shinai Hashem or a Shinai Rishus. Here we're discussing the Shinoi Hashem. So it actually has, it's called something different. The Meyakara Tzemer V'Hashto Chutin. Originally, it was called wool, and now it's called threads or strings. So therefore, now it's actually Kesherim.
What's that got to do with Yish?
You have to have both of them in order for it to work. If you just have Yish, that's not sufficient. In order to actually be Kain, it has to be Yish and the Shinoi Hashem.
Why is the Shinoi Hashem not enough?
Because as long as the owner hasn't despaired about it, we say it hasn't become detached from being his property. It's still... Oh, that's also true. That's a whole big sugya. Yeah, whole big sugya. But he doesn't have yush in life, but maybe yush of getting these back. Okay, so the Ramah says you stole the string. If you stole wool and made it into strings, then it's kosher. Why? Well, it has to be, says the Taz, that you had yush. The owner, original owner, despaired. And as well as that, by making it into strings, you've got a Shinoi Hashem. The Meyakara Tzemer, originally it was called Wol V'Hashto Chutin, and now it is considered string. It's called strings. Avol Amogan Avram Kosav, the Midasosam Ramor. The Ramor doesn't actually mention whether there's yush. The fact that he doesn't mention that, Mashma Desfirele, Da Afilu Kaidem Yush Kosha. It seems to imply that the Ramah holds that even if the original owner has not despaired, it's already kosher, the konya b'shinoi ma'aseh, because he's been koneh it with shinoi ma'aseh, that by doing something to it, that radically alters it, he's already been koneh it, and that works even without yush. V'chein mashma me'agro, so it seems to imply the Vilna Gaon, but by Urin, his explanation, da'atam mishom shinoi ma'aseh, ayin shom, that is because of shinoi ma'aseh. So basically, what we have is as follows. Yush by itself doesn't work. If you have Yush and Shinoi Hashem, then that works. Now you have something which is a higher level of Shinoi Hashem, and that's Shinoi Maaseh. Shinoi Maaseh isn't just, you know, it first had the maiden name and then it's called Tugendhaft. Yeah? But Shinoi Maaseh is that you've done something to it which is radically changed the way it was, where it's changed it from the way it was beforehand. That is more than the concept of a Shinoi Hashem. And so if it's with a Shinoi Hashem, there you need to have a Yush as well. That's the way the Taz learns the Ramah. Whereas the Morgan Avram learns the Ramah, that it's what's going on over is not Shinoi Hashem, it's a Shinoi Maaseh, and therefore it works even without Yush. V'im gozal chutin, if he stole strings, u'mechoron la'acher lifnei Yush. And he has now done what's called Shinoi Rishus. It's changed hands, it's changed ownership, because he stole the strings. He went into a Meicha Tzitzis. He stole the strings, he quickly sold them to somebody else, and it was before the original owner had despaired. Lo yotzai sheni ba tzitzis. So the second person who has just bought this hot property, these stolen tzitzis strings, has not fulfilled his obligation. The shinui reshus below yirush lo ikono. Because if you just have a change of ownership, which is called shinui reshus, and that's without yirush, like we said, a shinui shame without yirush isn't enough. So too, a shinui reshus without yirush isn't enough. Therefore, lo kono, he hasn't acquired them, for lo korino beit v'osu lohem. And we do not say about such a person, v'osu lohem, that it's mishelohem, that it is that it belongs to him.
Now here we're talking in a case where it's ready-made tzitzis, not that he's going to do the shinui afterwards.
Right, so here, so far, we're talking about just the strings. We'll discuss what your
either kosher or they're not kosher.
Right, so whether you can use these as part, whether you can use these to make tzitzis. Really, yeah, it's a din in how do we apply these halachas of gezeilah, of shinei Hashem and shinei Masa to these strings.
Like we said last week, it's got to be made, and not tasui.
Right.
Then how can you just have a change of shinu, and that you haven't done it? If these are the actual strings and you're not going to be doing a change to them, then just... If so he has yirush, it's like
so what you would have now is tzitzis strings. You'd have stolen tzitzis strings that now become yours, and by you making them will still be that it shouldn't be like tasev lo mena osoy.
You mean you're making them? They're already made.
No, so far we're just talking about stealing actual strings. You're not actually stealing them with the beged. Yeah.
Do you need the dress on the hem?
We'll get to that. Yeah, we'll get to that. It speaks about that. Yeah. So we've said that if it's just shinui reshus, someone stole the tzitzis, sold them to somebody else, so that's not good enough. They don't belong to the new owner yet. V'im achar shaboliyat hashen nisyar shua balim. If this was a case where, first of all, a person got the stolen property before the original owner gave up hope, afterwards the original owner gave up hope. This is something which is a disputed halacha, where it first came to the person's property before the original owner had yush. So do we say that now that he has yush, that's good enough or not? However, if first they were stolen, and afterwards the person gave up hope, and only after that were they actually sold, then kona hasheni esat tzitzis. Then the second one has acquired the tzitzis. Why has he acquired the tzitzis? Because you had yush, and as well as that, shinui reshus. So again, let's just recap. Everybody says that if you do have yush, together with shinui reshus, that works, as long as the yush came first. If you have shinui reshus, it changes ownership, and then yush, what's the halacha? Machloikus, yesh deyus bazeh. If you have yush, and shinui Hashem, everybody agrees it works. But if you have shinui Hashem without yush, then it doesn't work. But shinui Maaseh is so radically different that therefore sure it does work and it does belong to the next person. That's right. That's right. Okay, so continues the Mishnah Berurah halfway through Sifkotan, or towards the end of Sifkotan Lamed. Va'afl inyan bracha, mashma me'amogan Avram, besimen tofresh me'amtes Sifkotan base, to yuchal levorech bozeh, ve'en bo mishu mitzvah bo ba'avera, kivet shehu lo gozal. That concerning the person number two, so person number one stole tzitzis, and the owner despaired of giving up hope, and then the thief stole them to person number two. So person number two is now able to make a brocha on them, says the Mogen Avraham. Why? Because as far as he's concerned, it's not a mitzvah bo ba'avreira. The ain't by mishum mitzvah bo ba'avreira. Why? Kim shulei gozal. Because the second person may have been buying stolen property over here, but he didn't actually do an avera over here because he didn't steal it. V'chein posak ha-machtza shekel ochein, ha-primogodim shom b'shem ha-levush machmir bozeh. He says that even if you are the person who has bought tzitzis that somebody else stole, yeah, somebody else stole them, and the original owner had yush, and then he sold them to you. So the prima godim, he argues and he says, no, you would not be able to make a bracha on that. So they're all machmir in this situation, that a person who stole tzitzis And then the original owner had Yush, and then he sold it to somebody else. So you had Yush and Shinui Hashem. So therefore you are allowed to use these tzitzis. However, the question is whether you're allowed to make a brocha on such a pair of tzitzis. Is this still considered mitzvah bo ba'aveiro or not? And on that we have a machlokes. Okay, lamed aleph. So after discussing all of these sorts of, you know, halachas of ganovim, yeah, these are all halachas. You have, you know, a ganov here, and he wants to, you know, he's wondering how exactly to make these tzitzis. You know, unfortunately, these things aren't so far-fetched. You know, there was a huge scandal in Bnei Brak some time ago about one of the top tefillin manufacturers, and he was doing things, and they found out afterwards that he'd been putting things in there that he shouldn't have done. You know, unfortunately, there are lots of unscrupulous people around, even who are dealing in, you know, Tashmishei Kedusha, Tashmishei Mitzvah. And I always feel sorry for, you know, poor innocent people who go to some shop in Yerushalayim, you know, to buy their Judaica or to buy their mezuzahs or to buy their tefillin or to buy their tzitzis, and there's some guy behind the counter that they buy it from. What's the guy behind the counter's qualification? He hasn't shaved for probably like 15 years, yeah? And because he hasn't shaved 15 years, they're convinced he's like Moshiach Tzidkenu, yeah? And so they buy from him, and really, who says that he's somebody who's a Ne'amon? Who says that he's someone who's a real Yerei Shamayim? You have to really be, you know, they say the story of a person who went into the falafel shop, and he said, where's the Tudat Kashrut, where's the Hersha? And he goes, what are you talking about? You know, they see a picture on the wall of the, you know, of the Baba Sali. And they say, you know, he was my Saba. Yeah? So they say, you know, if he was the one serving behind the counter and had a picture of you on the wall, so then Beseda, you know, I need it. But okay, there was a Mamisha Maisa Shahaya of somebody who wanted to, he didn't want to spend money on a Tuda, on getting a Kashrut certification. So he actually doctored a picture. He went to some godel, and he kissed his hands. And then afterwards, they photoshopped the picture to make it look like it was actually in the shop. It was mamish a real Maisa Shahaya. And then this person became a Baal Teshuva, and he asked Yitzchok Zilberstein, how can I do teshuva? I was unscrupulous, and I was feeding people things that were not so kosher. And so Rav Yitzchok Zilberstein, if I remember correctly, told him that what he has to do is he has to, and this tzaddik had died now, and he felt very bad that he'd used this tzaddik to do these unscrupulous activities. He said, you have to publish svarim of this tzaddik, yeah, as a tikkun, for having used this tzaddik for your own reasons. And you have to work hard, leman kashrus, that people should keep kosher. You have to be involved in, you know, in getting, trying to encourage people to keep kosher, to be masakan, that which you've done. Okay, so lamed aleph. So says the Ramo, right? We're at the top line, at the end of the top line. Mihu lachatchila osa la'asoyson. Please don't try this at home, says the Ramo. He says lachatchila, all of these stealing. You know, I've just told you that if you stole the wool, yeah, you go to someone who's been shearing the sheep behind his back, you steal the wool, and then you spin it into tzitzis. I've just told you it's kosher, but please don't do this. That certainly you shouldn't be putting these on your garments, because even though al schoishen mishpot, you may have now been kind of them, because, you know, either there is yush and shinui rishus, or there is Yush and Shinui Hashem, or there is a Shinui Maaseh, whether there's Yush or not. But still, you shouldn't lechatchila be mishum mitzvah bo ba'aveiro ba'ayim bir halocha, because there's still the issue of mitzvah bo ba'aveiro. And the bir halocha in Dibur HaMaschil HaSoison discusses exactly whether this is mitzvah bo ba'aveiro. Is it not mitzvah bo ba'aveiro? Because surely it's not an aveiro by the time you're doing a mitzvah. And there's a big discussion regarding this. But the bottom line, he says, there is still that, you know, like the Ramo says, that it's lechatchila certainly also to do. And the Ramo had concluded by saying concerning a bracha, or in your bracha, ayin lekamon reish simon tof reish mem tes, says the Mishnah Berurah, simon tof reish mem tes, the posak shom, the ein yochel levarach alov, ayin b'shar tshuv v'halocha. So the conclusion over here is that not to make a bracha regarding such tzitzis. So even though you only stole wool and then you changed it into tzitzis, still that might be kosher, but it's not lachatchila, and also you shouldn't make a bracha.
Yeah. Well, it's obviously not a suffix, because otherwise it wouldn't be able to wear them.
Right. So I think that's also because of he says in the Bi'ah Halacha that afilu acha yush v'shina Hashem v'shina mas osa levarich. So what's the yeah, I think it could be you know, this is one of those yeah, just like it's the chatchil, maybe because of mitzvah baba avera. Okay, so I need to look up this Tof Resh Mem Tes. See what he says there. Just give me 1 second. The reason is because it says since it came to his hand, Begezel, it says in Tehillim, Yud Boitzea Berech Ne'et Hashem, that if a person steals and makes a bracha on it, then that is that is a manait. That's someone who's sort of angering Hashem. And the Shari Tshuv and the Bi'ah Halacha discuss, does that apply even after where there's Shiyush, where there's Yush and Shinui Ma'asa or not? Okay, next.
Here there's even another point, because here the purpose of tzitzis is to remind what he's doing is remind himself by doing it in
the Yeah. Certainly a very powerful point. Okay, says the Shulchan Aruch in Yud Alef Zayin, Chutin She'ulin. If you have Chutin She'ulin, if you have stolen, if you have borrowed threads, halavahi, it's considered a loan, to lo hodra be'enayhu, where you're not expected to give back the exact same ones, or kudidei domi, and they're considered his. So we're going to see there's a she'ela and there's a halvah. If I, in English, we use the word borrow regarding both of these things, yeah? But in Lashon HaKodesh, if I use the word she'ela, normally that means that I'm borrowing something which I intend to give you back. So if I borrow your car, so you would expect that I give you back the same car. Whereas halva'o is a loan where if you lend me a £50 note, you're not expecting that I give you back that £50 note. Yeah, it's something where I keep the original thing and I owe you the value and I give you back the exact same value. So if somebody lends you tzitzis strings, is that considered a she'ela or is it considered a halva'o? So the Shulchan Aruch is telling us that chutin shu'ulin halvohi, it's considered a halvoh. The person is not expecting to get back the very same strings. If you say, can I borrow some tzitzis strings, please, that I'm going to make into my beged, I'm going to attach to my beged, he's not expecting to get the same back ones, because delo hodri beina, you're not going to be giving back be'en the exact same ones. So therefore they're considered the persons who has borrowed them, but obviously he still owes the person and he has to ultimately pay for them. Says the Mishnah Berurah Lamed Gimel chutin shu'ulin borrowed threads pirish. Kol loshon she'ela, whenever the word she'el is used, normally, it normally implies that you give back that exact same thing the way that it was when you gave it to them. But when it uses the word halva, that means, which is also a loan, it means they're lending it to you for you to be able to actually use it the way that you want to. And then you'll give the person back the value. And concerning threads, for tzitzis, even if you use the word she'ulin, I'd like to be shoyel some, then still mistoma have halvor. Even though you've used the expression she'ulin, we understand that such a thing would be considered a halvor. The korino be mishalehem, and therefore it's considered yours. Or could it day domi? It's considered his. Avolim she'el aloi adata shiachsiem loy be'en. But if you did borrow them with the intention, and the person who lent them to you had the intention, you jolly well have to give these back to me, lo yivorech olayu, then you would not be able to make a bracha on them. Because it could be that he's lent them to you not specifically for tzitzis, but rather for something else, because he's intending to get them back. So really, it's not totally yours. Oh, you could do that. If he lent him not just the threads, but he lent him them already looking like tzitzis threads, that they were already doubled up and they already cut to the appropriate lengths, then you would be allowed. These are clearly meant to be tzitzis strings, so I would be I The kavona must be that I'm allowed to use them right now as tzitzis strings. Mutzit place the metalis of the I can make a bracha. The bavari nosim loy matonam alas lahachseh, kamesh kosav sim yodal in entalis. That it is considered a matona, it's a matonam alas lahachseh because he used explicitly the word she'ela. But since he's used the word she'ela, but he's lent them to you, and they're clearly tzitzis strings because they are shozor and they're to the size of tzitzis strings, he knows you're going to use them as tzitzis strings, but he used the word she'ela, so you can use them, but you still will have to give them back. You'd have to unravel them at some point, and it's a matonam los lahachseh. No, so it's not a problem. It's his. He's allowed to use them. He has to give it back ultimately. But it is his. It's not a problem. Correct. Yeah. And you would be able.
It's a problem. It's a problem like we were saying before of Geneva. You're breaking the terms of his loan by.
No, we're not concerned about that. We just want to know over here, yes, that it has to be just what the terms and conditions are.
Right.
All we want to know is the terms and conditions.
It's got this like a neighbor, you've made him into something when he gave them, he wants them back.
He explains in footnote 49, yeah, that if he's actually lent it to him as a she'ela, and he's entitled, I'm lending you these tzitzis, but you have to give them to me back. You have to give them back, you know, these tzitzis, yeah? So, and there they were not shozor already, yeah? So the Mishnah Berurah said at the beginning of Lamed Daled, that he cannot make a bracha, because maybe they don't exactly look like tzitzis yet because they're not shazurim, and therefore maybe he gave them for a different malacha. And in footnote 49 he says that the psul is psulim shalchutim eluhu mishum she'enim nachshavim shaloi, they're not actually considered his. Yeah, so it seems right there you can, because because there you're lending me a ready existing article which is definitely a talus. You're lending me to use as a talus, and I'm going to give it back to you as a talus.
So
right, here the psul is that you're giving me threads which are not absolutely definitely going to be tzitzis threads because they were not shozor yet. Yeah, and I am borrowing these from you and I'm making up tzitzis from them. Yeah, when you've explicitly said it's a she'ela that you're intending to get these tzitzis, these exact same tzitzis back. So it's like I don't have the authority, I don't have the absolute authority to make them into tzitzis. If I'm borrowing a talis, that's different. It's definitely a talis.
So,
huh? Yeah, I don't have the authority to actually make them into tzitzis. But then he says that if it's actually shozor already, and it's clear that he wants that these should be tzitzis, then fine, I do have the authority to make them as tzitzis, but it's still a matzah malas achzer. I am going to have to give it back to you.
When somebody takes a talis earlier from the shul to do an aliyah,
that's for sure. The intention is that often it's not even that. Often when you're doing it for an aliyah, it's just for kovet hatzibur, so you don't need to make a bracha on it when you're just according to most poskim, because it's just for kovet hatzibur that you're wearing. It doesn't need to be yours. Yeah, but if you'd be, let's say, wearing it, you know, you go to a shul for Shabbos morning and you're intending to wear the talis the whole morning, so then yeah, then it's like let's continue a bit. Ches hamishtachav el behemo, right? So again, please don't try this at home. Somebody who bows down and worships a behemo. Tzamra posel tzitzis. So the wool, right? So you worship your sheep, and then so the wool is going to be disqualified for using a tzitzis. Whereas hamishtachav el pishton notua, if you would bow down to a flax tree. So then, if afterwards you disconnect the flax and you treat the flax in order to make it into linen threads, koshel tzitzis shari nishtano, because the threads that you've made from this flax, you've changed it into linen, that's completely different than the way it was beforehand. Beforehand, the flax is sort of like balls of fiber that are inside the tree, and you've had to soften them, and you've had to unravel them, and now it's completely, completely different. Whereas the tzitzis strings are still very similar to the actual wool that was on the behemoth, and that's not considered a sufficient distinction over here. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Lamed Hey, Tzamra v'chulu, if you bow down to the behemoth, then its wool is possible. After Dovah Haneva Deinu Osa Ella Korban, even though something that has been worshipped is surely only Osa to be brought as an offering. Avalahed Yet Shori. But a normal person is still allowed to use it. It's not Osa Bahano. Mikol Mokum Osa Lemitzvah Tzitzis. Nevertheless, it's still forbidden to be used for Tzitzis. However, Tzorachei Govayahu, since Tzitzis are used for a mitzvah, it's considered Mo'is Klapei Govayahu. Mo'is means it's considered something which is disgusting or despisable to use such a thing for a mitzvah. So it's not actually a din that it's something which is osa bahano, but it's considered mo'os, it's considered disgusting. Since it hasn't really changed radically, it still looks the same way as it did before. I mean, you can tell that this was originally wool from a sheep. As opposed to somebody who would bow down to this flax tree, which was still connected to the ground, which is just like wood. And once he makes threads out of it, its original, the way that it originally looked like, has completely changed and it's totally gone away. So posel, if it was you bow down to the animal, then the wool is forbidden to use. Ein besimet tof kuf pei fof magan avrom sif koton vov. The masik who concludes lefidas amachabeshom high posel. When it says posel, yeah, that it's posel to use this wool. So the magan avrom says that this posel ain't a rak lachatchilo mishum demos avul b'diavad yotzo. That ideally you shouldn't, but b'diavad it's still okay. V'chein kosfag rob besimen zet del ina b'diavad machloikus. What do you mean? Yeah, so there was a machloikus about similar to that, where there's a machloikus. So he says over here that the machaber says that posel is only lechatzchila b'diavad yotzo, but it seems to be v'chein kosav agro b'simon zeh the l'inyan diavad b'machloikus shenuyo. I think that the chain, that he's saying, and so too the gross says, that concerning Dieved, there are some who say that B'dieved it's okay, that it is a machloikus, whether B'dieved is okay. Lamed Zayin, Letzitzis. If you made this wool on the animal that was worshipped into Tzitzis, Kosov Oilas Tomed Etzema Sherele Beis Ishtach Avoyon Eseres. That the wool that was on it at the time he bowed down is osa v'chodshkein mashagod lacharkach. All the more so that which grew afterwards. Why is that all the more so? Because it was already an animal that had been worshipped when this wool grew. He says this sefer b'nei chia writes the opposite. The mashagod lachachar shenev ad muta, because this particular wool has never been worshipped. It seems to be that the Taz also holds that which grows afterwards might be okay. If you bow down to the flax tree whilst it was still attached to the ground, that's when we say it's kosher letzitzis. Avala pishton shunekar. If though he would bow down to flax, so it had already been detached. Oz nesa filo lehedjet. Then it's actually, since this actual item has been worshipped, then even a hedjet would not be allowed to, because it is considered an avodah zorah v'tikravta, avodah zorah, and that which has been offered or given to an avodah zorah. V'ein moya lo shinui shekol sha'at mahava mimenu harehi komoiho, because anything that comes from it is still like it. And therefore, if he actually worshipped this pishton over here, then that would be something which is that would be you've now completely ossed it, and it's going to be ossed even to a hedjut, and a shinui won't help, because it already was detached, and all you've done is you've changed it. And I think Masha Ein Kain, where you worship the behemoth, where you worship the behemoth, then the wool is also ossa. So to over here, this is also going to be ossa, and it's actually going to be even more ossa than the wool, because the wool we said is just in mo'us. Right, whereas here it's more than that. It's aveda zorah v'tikravto, and I think that's because you worship this actual linen, whereas before you were worshiping the whole animal that had the temer on it. Okay.